Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Agriculture is big business in our state, and our next guest state agency wants to make it even bigger. That's why they've launched a brand new entrepreneurship program. Jack Schuler is Executive Director of the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship at the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
So tell us about the new center.
Sure. Well, we're excited that the legislature recognized the importance of agriculture in the state, and it is the largest industry in the state. And we are launching the Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, and we'll have several areas housed under that program, including research initiatives, which will be industry-based and industry-driven, looking for solutions to problems that our industries are having in the agribusiness, whether it be protein, vegetables, or whatever the case might be, or row crops. And then the Entrepreneurial Center, we have just launched the idea looking for some of the most innovative and forward thinkers in South Carolina agribusiness, and have a deadline coming up where we have requested those people interested in being considered for some grant money to send their application in. And we think that this is an opportunity to help people that have an idea that have progressed a little way to get them to market. Now, we will also in the fall launch a program for beginning entrepreneurs where we will take into consideration and help them with finance, courses, marketing, pitching the product, everything involved in establishing a business. So that's the second phase of this, and we will do both of these annually going forward. Other areas in the center will include grants, helping people write grants. We think that South Carolina leaves money on the table each year as it relates to rural development grants, so we want to try to use that money. Also, there are people in South Carolina that want to sell land and people that want to buy land, and we would like to help them with what we're calling Farm Link in conjunction with Clemson. And then finally, local food and local food hub logistics. We think that there is an opportunity. We have five operating food hubs in the state, and there's an opportunity to help those and all smaller farmers get their food to the food hubs or to market, whether it be the farmers market or to the local grocery stores or to restaurants.
Now, you mentioned that first program, the entrepreneur program, that has a deadline. Tell us what that deadline date is and a little bit more about this program, how much money is available for applicants, et cetera.
We will have up to $25,000 for the applicants that are selected. The deadline is April 16th, and then we will have a group of advisory committee that will look at these applications and select the ones that we would like to hear from and have them present a pitch to us.
And these are for existing businesses that want to expand.
Existing businesses that have an idea, have a product that they need to get to the next level, whether they need help with marketing, financing, somebody that is somewhat established and just needs to take their product to the next level.
Besides the deadline coming up of April 16th, what are the other requirements that a business needs to meet for this program?
They need to be a resident of South Carolina, focus on the areas that we have decided that are of interest to us. That includes specialty crops, and those are like fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, horticulture, or nursery crops. Protein, which would be could be animal, whether it be pork, beef, poultry, milk, row crops, aquaculture, timber, mechanical harvesting, and agribusiness technology. As we look to the future, labor workforce is always an issue, and if we can find some individuals that have some innovative ideas as to harvesting crops mechanically, then that's something that we certainly want to support. Of course, technology is advancing rapidly. We are interested in seeing what people are doing that are innovative in that area. We would request that the applicant have a business plan, have some idea as to how they would use the money, have an idea as to what they want to do as they advance their product going forward, and be able to convince the advisory council that this is something that would have an opportunity to become a major business.
Well, Jack, thank you so much for the information and for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Jack Schuler is the executive director of the new Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship at the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more about these programs. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. Just click on Demand, and there you'll see us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.